Hello, hello there. Hello, you are welcome. You are welcome this evening to our podcast here at Shiloh Tabernacle. This evening, we will be talking about the current affairs, the current state of affairs that is going on around the world. Thank you so much for tuning in. Grab a cup of tea, grab a cup of coffee, and just relax and enjoy the show. My name is Pastor Ruben Guma, and I will be your host tonight. Thank you so much. Yeah, as you have been aware, as you have been listening to the news, as you have been hearing from friends and seeing what's going on yourself, I know that you know that things are not the way they have been before. The new normal is crazy. The new normal is not fun at all. As you have seen, even right yesterday, the Prime Minister himself made an unprecedented announcement when he locked down the city of London. This has never happened in peacetime ever. You see, we are at war. People say it's peacetime, but I want to argue that we are at war at this moment. We are at war. We are fighting an enemy that is invisible and yet very dangerous. As we have seen, this virus, COVID-19, which started in China, it just came along killing people. And, you know, we thought at first when we heard of it, all of us thought it was very far. But we everybody's shocked to see that it's just next to just in our city. It's just near us here. We see the epicenter a few months ago was in China, but now it's shocking to see that it's in Europe. And we have had cases being reported in Africa and, you know, Asia, of course, America. And yeah, so here we are. It's quite crazy. People lost their jobs, you know. People are now being forced to work at home, and the schools have been closed. The kids are at home. Parents do not know what to do with their children. It's kind of crazy. But we just want to reassure each other at such a moment. And, you know, that's why we are here, to tell you that these two shall pass. These two shall pass. We believe that there's nothing new under the sun. Just what the scripture says. Scripture says there's nothing new under the sun. In many years ago, in the 1920s, 1918, I think, we had very, very serious epidemics, which almost wiped out the population. But humanity survived. Humanity survived. Unless God decides that it's the end of the year, you know, people will survive. We will get through this. We will get through this. These two shall pass. So be firm. Do not fear. Do not catch the fear fever that is going on around. Do not just heed the government's advice. Do not get into panic shopping. Just relax, and this too shall pass. God is in control, and we'll see. He will see us through, rather. Even in this pandemic, I can assure you that God is still on his throne and is still very much in control. He has never left us, and he is not about to leave us at such a time as this. David said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Yes. Why? Because you are with me, he says. Psalms 46 tells us that God is our refuge and strength. It's a very present help in times of trouble. Even now, I can assure you that he is with us, and he will be with us. It says in Isaiah in chapter 43, even you, though you walk through the waters, I will be with you. Even though you walk through the rivers, I will be with you. Even in the fires, you will not be consumed. So, yeah, keep on keeping on, keep on being strong. Trust in the Lord, and he will see you through. None of us is going to be sick. None of us is going to lose a relative. We are going to believe, and we are going to keep on believing our God, because that's what we do. We as Christians cannot panic just like the rest of the people do. Amen. So Paul as well tells us in 2 Timothy 1:7, and he says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but one of power, one of love, and one of self-discipline. We are going to decide not to panic. We have decided not to be full of fear. Why? Because fear is the opposite of faith. And as children of God, we do not live by fear. We live by faith, not by fear. How come? One will ask. Yes, it is possible because we, though we are in the world, we are not of the world, just as Jesus said. Therefore, we do not grieve or panic like those who do not have hope. No. We know that our hope is in the Lord. Fear is from the enemy. Fear is from the enemy. And what this has come to do is to create fear. All this is fear. Because if you look at the statistics, you'll find that there are diseases that have been taking people's lives even more, far more aggressively than this virus, this invisible enemy. Can you imagine a virus? To see a virus, you need a microscope. You need literally a microscope. But you can imagine this little enemy that you need a microphone to see has brought the whole world to its knees. Can you imagine? Just think about that. Scientists are confused. Politicians don't know what to do. Economies are, free fall. What's going on? Fear is in the air. Everybody is in fear. And this issue of social distancing, what do you think about it? What do you think is behind this social distancing when people begin to fear each other? Isn't that the enemy, you think? I just want to hear from anybody what they think. If you are able to call in, please do. Just want to hear from people. What do you think? I can see Mercy. Mercy, are you on? Can you just give us a call? I just want to talk to you, Mercy. Give us a call if you can, so we can have a chat. Want to know what's going on in your world. How are you faring? How have you, how are you coping? Yeah. Let's see how it is. Yeah, Mercy's online.
Hello?
Yes, Mercy.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
You are well. How is this treating you? How are you feeling about, what is your take on what's going on?
I'm not really sure. I think I'm in two minds about this lockdown. It's definitely, I'm a bit worried about my mental state because I need to be around other fellow human beings, and seeing the same faces every day may drive me a bit insane, but I know that God will get us through it. I've been having conversations with some friends about the whole situation, and some people have obviously taken the route of panic and fear, and other Christians have seen it as a way that God is speaking to us and drawing us back to Him. And I think I'm of that. I subscribe to that theology and that doctrine that God is calling us back to Him, and this is a way of Him, bringing us back and getting our attention almost. I don't believe that God sent the coronavirus. I don't believe that He's causing it to judge us or, just punishing us for anything. But I believe that He has allowed this to happen as almost like a wake-up call for Christians in this time to realize that, He is actually God and He is still on the throne. And we can choose to either panic and live in fear or pray and intercede and stand in the gap and be the watchman over the city, over the land. I think it will be very silly for us Christians to also entertain and be part of the fear and the panic when, as you rightly said, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of peace and love in a sound mind. So it's making sure that we understand that fear is a spirit, and we don't have that spirit. That spirit is not of us as Christians. You know, we've been called as sons and daughters. We've been given the spirit of adoption rather than the spirit of fear. And in this time, it's really important for us to know who we are at this time and stand in our rightful position as Christians and daughters and sons of God and intercessors, and really intercede for the nations rather than fear and give in to fear. So, yeah.
Amen, amen.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mercy, for that insight. And God bless you. So you can hear there. You can hear us there, loud and clear.
Yep, loud and clear.
Oh, that's good. Thank you so very much for tuning in.
No worries. Glad I could.
God bless you.
God bless you too.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Mercy calling in and telling us what's going on in our world. Please do not fear. Do not be afraid. We are going to be fine. We are just going to be okay, because God is on our side. And if he's on our side, who can be against us? Thank you for tuning in. May God bless you. Bye-bye.